It's time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Part E. In case you're wondering, folks, it's summer. So we've got a special guest here today to help us not let joint pain slow us down during the very active summer months. Dr. Nick Gay is an orthopedic surgeon with Part E Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Gay, thank you so much, first of all, for being here. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you. Also, welcome to Western North Carolina. How long have you been here now?
I moved 8 days before Helene hit.
Well, congratulations. Way to go.
We were
fine.
Did
that make you rethink your decision?
We just lost a willow tree, and since then we've rebounded, and it's been wonderful.
Wow.
We've done fine, and we love the people here and the community and everything.
Well, we are glad to have you here. So you are going to be talking a bit about ways to ensure that we are staying safe doing activities that come along with summer and warm weather.
Yes. I talk to folks about this about all day, every day, and really the way I like to relay it to people is if you've ever eaten roast chicken, that white stuff on the end of the chicken bone, we have that in our joints, and that's how the joints glide and move freely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like treads on a tire. With enough miles, it wears down. You can eventually get bone on bone. But there are many things you can do to prevent your tire from wearing down early.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about ways to make sure that we can enjoy a pain-free summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So anytime we're going to engage in any activity like pickleball, even the dog park is a common one, basketball, volleyball, things like that, we want to spend our time, you know, number one, hydrating, staying well hydrated. Drink before you get thirsty is important.
Okay.
And that's important because that cartilage, that white stuff in the joint, it doesn't actually have blood supply. It needs hydration from the joint itself.
Interesting. And, so say that again. Drink water before you're thirsty.
Yeah, before you get thirsty, especially if you're sweating.
Yep.
If you're going to be out working, all that, just keep the jug of water near you.
Okay.
Big glass of water, too. They have those thermoses now that everybody carries around.
Right.
Those are great.
Yeah, yeah.
Second good tip is just spending time stretching, warming up before you do an activity.
Mm-hmm.
Do a calf stretch, a quad stretch. Calf stretch, just put your leg behind you till you feel that pull in your calf. That's important. And then quad stretch, if you can bring your leg up behind you and gently stretch, you'll feel a gentle pull in your thigh muscle. That keeps the knee supple and moving well.
Let me ask this when it comes to stretching. We got to be careful with that also, right? I mean, when is it just a little too much?
Yeah, I'd say just a gentle 30-second stretch of the calves and the quads before you engage in an activity is good. And we know that, you know, pivoting, it's that moving and changing direction with your foot planted that's likely to cause an injury. So we want to avoid those activities, especially or warm up before we do them.
Let's talk about joint pain and some of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
What are some specific things we can do to ensure that we may not, maybe we already have an issue. What are some things we can do to make sure we're not making that worse or not re-injuring?
Yeah, it's really the folks I worry about that are going to start a pickup basketball game or a pickup volleyball game or get out on the soccer field with no warm up. Those are the most common injuries we see to the meniscus, which is a little C-shaped piece of cartilage in your knee.
Yep.
Or the even ligaments like the ACL, which is a common one you hear about athletes tearing.
Yep.
So in general, if you want to choose an activity to keep your heart strong, we say you want to exercise so much that you don't have to see the cardiologist, but not so much that you have to see the orthopedist.
Uh-huh.
So it's in between those two specialties you want to stay. So activities like running, instead of running on uneven ground, we want to run on level ground in general.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to hike, again, do our warm-ups. Be looking at the ground as you're walking. Don't be on the phone texting while you hike. And then biking and swimming are really good for strengthening the knee joint without impact. So it's that constant rotational resistance on the knee joint that's very good for it.
I think what I feel like I'm hearing, the most important thing about exercising or being active is to make sure we're drinking plenty of water and making sure we're doing some warm-ups and stretching before we do those activities.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and that keeps us out of your office, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you've been really great with your time. While we've got you, what else do you want to make sure we get across to our listeners regarding you know, making sure we're able to exercise and enjoy activities in a healthy manner this summer?
So I do want everybody to stay active. Staying active is the way to stay young. And like they say, movement is medicine. Spend your time warming up, being deliberate in your activities. Avoid sort of getting out of control on the bike or on a pickup game. And then, you know, there are many things we can do short of surgery. I'm a surgeon myself, but I want to do all the other easier things before we consider surgery.
Sure.
Things like physical therapy, even anti-inflammatories, stretching, things like that. There are many rungs on the therapeutic ladder. So we start at the lowest rung of the ladder, the least invasive.
Right.
And we only go up if we have to.
Okay. All right. Very good information. Once again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nick Gay, orthopedic surgeon with Pardee Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Gay, you've been really great with your time, and we appreciate it. If you would like to learn more about Pardee Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's very simple, and its resources, just visit pardeehospital.org.